from Washington. This is VOA News. Ferry rescue operations off the Philippines underway. Sierra Leone seeking to evacuate a doctor who has contracted Ebola. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Philippine maritime authorities are searching for survivors from a ferry with at least 84 people on board that sank late Saturday in waters off the central island of Leyte. The accident took place as Tropical Storm Kamegi was passing to the north toward the South China Sea. A Coast Guard spokesman told reporters there were no storm warnings as far south as southern Leyte when the accident occurred. Sierra Leone is hoping to evacuate a doctor who has contracted the deadly Ebola virus for treatment abroad. The government has requested funds from the World Health Organization to evacuate Dr. Olivette Buck to Germany for treatment that could save her life. She would be the first doctor from West Africa to receive treatment for Ebola abroad. So far, only foreign health workers have been evacuated for treatment. But the Associated Press is reporting that the WHO has turned down the request. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Egyptian leaders Saturday in his push in an international coalition. VOA State Department's spokesman Scott Stearns reports.
A senior State Department official says there has been contact between the Egyptian terrorist group Ansar Bayt al-Mahdi and the Islamic State, also known as ISIL.
The fact is that in today's globalized world,
Kerry says this threat demands a coordinated response.
It's only a matter of time before the threat of terrorism anywhere becomes a threat of terrorism everywhere.
Following talks with Kerry, Egyptian Foreign Minister Sama Shoukry said Egyptian security services are monitoring the relationship between ISIL and domestic terrorists. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in Uganda has warned American citizens in the country to remain at home or in a safe location as authorities investigate a possible terror attack. The embassy said Saturday it is in close contact with Ugandan authorities who are investigating what appears to be planning for an imminent attack by a terrorist cell run by the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab. The U.S. Embassy in Kampala said it was not aware of any specific targets, but noted that security has been increased at key sites. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered the country's air force to stop strikes on civilian areas held by Islamic State militants. Mr. Abadi said the extremists are using civilians as human shields. The deaths of innocent victims must be prevented. He says he issued the order to stop airstrikes on Thursday. The prime minister said the Iraqi army will continue military operations on the ground against the insurgents who have taken control of large territories in Iraq's north and west. Meanwhile, U.S. military forces have continued to attack Islamic State forces from the air. Army engineers in Pakistan have been breaching dikes in a bid to divert swollen rivers from flooded cities and towns across populous Punjab province. VOA's Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad with more details.
Pakistani authorities say they blasted openings in dikes along the overflowing Chenab River to disperse flood waters before they reached cities. Heavy monsoon rains triggered the floods more than 2 weeks ago. The Pakistani military has been leading relief and rescue operations. Helicopters and boats have evacuated tens of thousands of stranded people. An army spokesman, Major General Asim Salim Bajwa, says troops have been instructed to make all possible efforts to rescue flood victims.
Don't wait for orders. Go to any extent to save human lives.
Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority reports the floods have affected more than 2 million people overall. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The first trucks in a Russian aid convoy crossed into eastern Ukraine early Saturday, carrying relief goods to the embattled city of Luhansk. Elsewhere in the region, the Ukrainian military said it had beaten back a rebel attack on the airport at Donetsk. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency said 200 trucks were delivering supplies to Luhansk, which has been the scene of weeks of fighting between Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian separatists. The Kiev government protested last month against a larger Russian relief convoy as it crossed the border uninvited, but Ukraine officials remained largely silent Saturday as the mission unfolded. For more, visit us at our website, VOAnews.com, 24 hours a day. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Vincent Bruce.
That's the latest world news from VOA.